ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night live show 5/12/2023. Now, what I'm going to do first, I'm going to go here first, and then I've got some hot stuff. Because these are some things that didn't get on last night. Lord Jesus, pray with me now. Lord Jesus, will you go now to my good friend in Iowa, Ronnie? Ronnie, Lord Jesus, will you go and touch him? Will you touch him on the thyroid? Will you touch him in the neck? And Lord Jesus, will you provide medical miracles for Ronnie? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Stand Ronnie up. Touch his throat. Touch that thyroid and heal him, Lord. Provide him a medical miracle, not over a long period of time, but something that changes it right now. Touch him right now, Lord Jesus, so that he knows that it's you. In your name I pray. And oh, let me tell you what. I heard that the Lucys didn't like me talking about something last night, so I'm going to go again right now. Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina Bible Project, the Nunemakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with the Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. Anything is most needed and welcome for them, and the Lord Jesus will multiply it, and he'll provide Bibles and songbooks in the dialects of the mountain yards, the mountain tribes of Indochina, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, Shan States, and Myanmar. All right? And Vietnam. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is what we're trying to do, is to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, and his word will do that. Meanwhile, the loony balloon is up over Childress, Texas, at about 62,500. We have an E4B on the southeast, up over the southeast region, and one E4B up over the southwest region. Now, the problem is that you'd think they would be up to look for who's coming across the border. But they may be looking at who's coming across the border to vector them in to the Red Chinese General. The Red Chinese General, thousands of acres of ranch right there sitting next to a U.S. Air Force base in Texas. Do not assume that this government, do not assume that the U.S. military, oh, the guys, you know, captain, line captains, maybe a few good bird colonels on down are good. But I'm going to tell you what. The top slots, the heads of the covenant, you know what I mean? At the top of the slot of the military, these people worship Lucifer, the Lightbringer, and they're in league with Red China. This country is going to, you know, where in a handbasket because of these people and the Red China Joe, who got bought through his son, don't you know, $1.5 billion. Plus, oh, I guess they got a little $10 million. That's all you need to buy, President. Now, what's starting to become interesting, and I do hear something good in some ways, but shoot, I've been hearing it for years, and I've known about it for years, and all of a sudden, you got these things happening, you see, with the Southern Command, General Richardson, this woman, General Richardson, who was just speaking at the Sedona, you know, the Sedona meeting where they have the McCain Forum at the Sedona, you know, that you're going to be the future blah, 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 blah. And she's sounding the alarm about Red China being in southern, you know, in the South America. Well, General Richardson, we've known that for years. Carter gave away the Panama Canal, and then Hutchinson Whampoa took it over. And then you wouldn't let Bo Greitz hit, Colonel Bo Greitz hit Noriega because he was Bush's partner, Poppy Bush's partner in the drug trade down there. So you wouldn't let him hit him. Oh, no. And so now you got Hudson Whampoa with, you know, probably 200,000 soldiers. And we didn't even have a didn't even have an ambassador to Panama for 5 years, okay? Well, of course, now, when W. Bush went down there, he was going down there to South America to cut deals and all kinds of stuff. Well, the Chinese already had 41, and you say 47 now, Belt and Road deals with the different countries and the different people in South America. Yeah, they've got spy bases. They got all kind of stuff there. They own all the ports. They own all the different mining concerns where you've got the Bolivia and Peru and all of the different ones, Argentina, where you've got different availability of lithium, but other rare earths, plus gold and silver. Yeah, General Richardson. And you say, well, we're in a big trouble. Well, we've been knowing this for quite some time, General Richardson, at least since W. Bush. I've known about it since Carter. Peanuts sold the Panama Canal. I talked to I don't know how many people over the years who were special ops in Panama and different stuff. I mean, real tough monkeys. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Little guys, big guys, all kind of ranks, all kind of stuff. And Colonel Bogreitz, I talked to him about it. And he talked to me and all different people about it when we were taking spike training from him. Oh, yeah. Old Hawk has had a little spike training, okay? And, you know, I mean, it's good to know how to hotwire a car or to get in a lock or whatever it is you're going to find. It's also good to know a little hand-to-hand the way Colonel Bo might show you, to where it's not a sport or it's not a long, drawn-out thing. It's like, wham, bam, kill him, ma'am. You know what I mean? Boom, boom, boom. Bop, 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 bop. Boom, boom. You see what I'm saying? So there's a difference in a lot of things that people do, but let me just say this. General Richardson, you are correct, 100% correct about your assessment. You're a good woman, although when you go to these Sedona meetings, why don't you wear the uniform? That would class up the joint, except the uniforms look like, you know, Huckleberry Finn's World War II cavalry uniforms. Why don't you go back to the stuff from the 60s that was sleek? Or why don't you go to something from the future, you know what I'm saying, that's sleek and hot and able to move and fight in it, even for a generalissimo, you know? But, yeah, General Richardson, you're right, Southern Command. But now your buddies in Central Command are sending over all kinds of ships into the Horse Straits of Hormuz. Well, let me tell you, General Richardson, are you listening? You tell them, General Richardson, that in the Straits of Hormuz, the Iranians, back in 2004, 2005, they had 110 super sunburn missiles that your Aegis back then couldn't touch, and I doubt whether it touches it now, because all you got to do is fly a Sukhoi or a MiG over the top of them and turn your ships off, all right? So they had 110 super sunburns and 100 exocets, and back then the Iranians had 40 to 42 nuclear warheads. With the Russians in, with the Chinese in, and with the Iranians, you know, getting from North Korea all kind of uranium and all kind of stuff. We've gone way past the time when Israel should have popped them, which was about 2005, okay? They should have taken them all out. Nantans, all the different places, even though that's a beautiful city, but they should have taken out all the different stuff, all right? Outside of Tehran and the deep underground bases, all of that stuff. Hey, you touch, you test bunker busters in Eglin, you know, why don't you use one or two of them now and then? But General Richardson, you tell the Central Command that they're about ready to lose and get deep ducked with nuclear weapons. They're about ready to lose a lot of ships in the Straits of Hormuz again. I warned about it back then. I warned about it now. You want to do something? Back in the 90s, Brother Steve Quayle, he had the stories and all the information that showed that in the 90s that Iran, with one of their Shahab 3 missiles, launched a nuclear weapon and exploded it. They have the capability. Now you got Shahab 4s that can hit anywhere basically in the world. They're ICBMs. But they got all the anti-ship stuff too. And not only that, they've also got Oh, they said that it was only an S-300 from Russia, but really, Putin sold them S-400s and trained all the people up. They controlled the whole thing within, well, let's just say 300 to 400 miles. They control the airspace. The Israelis could get through it. The United States could power its way through it. But you got to understand, you got Russians in base there. You got Russians in base in Syria, in Latakia. You got all kinds of ships and all kinds of stuff. And they got hypersonic missiles. Now, it looks like we've upgraded the Patriot system, which that is good. All right? That is good. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to see the Middle East explode at some point, too. But General Richardson, back to South America, Central America. Why don't you unleash some of the boys and girls? Yeah, bring out the Athenas. Bring out the Athenas. Bring out the Athenas, General Richardson. I doubt whether you are one, but let's bring out the Athenas to trick them old South American dictator types into spilling their beans in the middle of the night and then slit their throats. I'm going to tell you what, the time is coming when war is coming to this planet. It is going to be like you ain't never seen it. How do we know that? Lord Jesus tells you about it. Wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in diverse places. We on air gave the word about the 5.5 earthquake in up in Northern California. And Pumas up in there, you know, and where it hit. And then there's been all kind of, in the middle of the night and early a.m., there's all kind of aftershocks and aftershock of 5.2 and other numerous littler active aftershocks. So I'll tell you what, they're going to come with the tectonic weapons. They're going to come with the hypersonics. They're bringing their Chinese across the border. I told you the Red Chinese were using outmoded, but very effectively outmoded, and they're using different spread spectrum, burst transmission, that fast. They just given orders to, 10,000 different Red Chinese have come across the southern border. And they've given them their missions. They've given them their places to get transport, money, food, have a little shelter, a little respite, and to get the current plans. And is the loony balloon that was made by Raven Aerostar, who was making them for back in the day, those platforms, 30, 40 foot underneath the big balloon with all of the high-tech sensors, high-tech microphones, transmitters, cameras, all the stuff, they were giving those to Google. Google was just trying to make sure you had wideband in the rural areas in the mountains. Yes. You remember when one crashed up there? And I believe it was in Montana or Idaho. Anyway, but the fact is that the ones that they're using still? And those are the ones who are being launched for Google, allegedly by a corporation that was owned by the Red Chinese. And that corporation was in Texas at the time and in other places. So I'm telling you what, this is what I really think. I think you ought to sharpen your K-bars and load your mags. I think you ought to get your excellent quality boots broken in and sitting by the door. I think you ought to have long-term storage food. I think medical supplies. And let me tell you, have you seen how the availability of drugs? Brother Steve Quayle's got an article up, he posted about it. The drugs are in America for cancer or for antibiotics or any kind of thing. And I'm telling you, I can tell you that there are certain things that people are going to need. But you're going to have to figure out how to see if you can get an extra supply or if there is a naturalistic thing that you can do that might help you. Some kind of a deal like, you might find a one of those big compendiums all about natural. I'm looking for one. I got one on the shelf here somewhere. Okay. All right. Let's see. Natural Health Bible. There's a big, thick book. There's all kind of things. I would also tell you that one of the things that you need to get a hold of are medical textbooks, the ones that tell doctors how to do basic diagnoses, okay? the ones that show you the anatomy, the Gray's anatomy in the charts. You need to get things like field surgical kits, like special ops field surgical kits, and the better quality first aid kits that you can get a hold of. Where there is no doctor, the book, where there is no dentist, you need to get the things that will allow you to do basic, you know, intervention in terms of a toothache and that kind of stuff, and how to do that. The basic things for doctoring, any kind of a naturalistic remedies and that kind of stuff, old fashioned remedies that you can do to utilize in a time, and to find out what they used to use for cancer, to find out what they used to use for this type of thing or that type of thing. How did they treat, you know, bronchitis? How did they treat this? What were the natural herbs or spices? The mezzo silver, the mezzo gold. Go to Steve Quayle, click on the mezzo silver, go up and read about the opportunities that you have with that. I've told you all about that. You know, Frankie Keyes is a good man. He turned down the Red Chinese to sell his whole business to them after they utilized mezzo silver by the gallon load and the pallet load to try to get rid of the first SARS that was created. And, oh, isn't that a great scenario? Now the Fauci's old National Institute of Health has given another grant to EcoHealth Alliance, the ones that gave the grants to the Wuhan people. And they say, oh, well, we're not giving it to China. It's not going to China. But it's going to be utilized so that the United States can be ahead of the game for the next pandemics to create the vaccines for that. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that means they already have created the different pandemics that are going to come and lay on you. They could be using the aliens as the illegal aliens as a vector right now. They're going to put it into the cans of, they're going to put it into tomatoes and do the vaccines, the mRNA into the beef cattle and the pigs and all the stuff. It's not quite yet the cattle, but it's already been in the pork supply because the Red Chinese took over the pork supply a number of years ago. They took over about the top 10 or 12 brands of pork in the United States, and bacon and all the different stuff, hams and what have you. Check it out, look it up. Check it out and look it up. You want to know who's in charge of the money? Look at the Dow closing today, that big 33032 or whatever, you see. Well, 33s and 32s controlling it. Isn't that interesting? And then you look at gold. You've got 2013.80. It closed out before the show. Well, 13 is the number. That's the number they talk about of Lucifer is the 13th. Okay, that's who they're calling the 13th guy. All right? It's not Jesus. It's not the 12 disciples and Jesus. It's for these people, these Luciferian, scumbag Luciferians who worship Lucifer and the fallen angels and are have the fallen angels sometimes right in their corporation, if the principals are not a fallen angel themselves. 2013.80. So what that translates to is 2-13-8. That means the 13 with Lucy is God, you see. Silver, 23.94. Well, 2 and 3 is 5. That's the killer number. 5 is funnier, they used to say. Fifth Directorate. Okay, of the KJB, okay, Div 5, the ultra-black Div 5 of the FBI, which did all the killing and chilling and what have you, still does, allegedly, and then so you got 5, or killing, okay, and 9 plus 4 is 13, there's your 13 again, all right, and then you got platinum, 1053, well, that adds up to what, 9. You turn 9 upside down, that's a 6. You're starting to get the idea who's running the show. Now, I will tell you what, Biden ain't negotiating or anything at all to do these, raise the debt ceiling, because I think they want to go and to blow it all out. Oh, let me give you another person. Let's go right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Lord Jesus, will you go to Captain K down there in the Imperial Beach area, in the Imperial Beach area by San Diego? Lord, will you go to Captain K? Will you touch him in the eye? Will you touch his eye where he has lost his vision? Will you touch his eye? And Lord, will you somehow remove the scales from that eye and then preserve and enhance the rest of his vision? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, go to Captain K, preserve his vision, and to, if you can, Lord Jesus, and I know you can, give him a medical miracle and remove the scale off that other left eye or off that eye where he can't see out of it. In your name I pray. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. And then you thought, well, Tucker's going on to the Twitterbird. Oh, 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 Twitterbird. Elon Musk, Elon Musk. Well, you guys know that Musk was a WEF guy. And then you also, what you understand is when Tucker all of a sudden announced he was going to do a show in Twitter, you all thought, oh, well, this is going to be great. Then what does Musk do? Musk does two things. He said, uh-oh, well, you know, Tucker's going to be subject to the same community policing that everybody else is. And there's been no deal cut between me and Tucker. And then he says, not only that, I'm going to announce the new CEO of Twitter. Well, guess who it is? Linda Yaccarino. Yaccarino Bino. Linda Yaccarino. She's an WEF, World Economic Forum Executive Chairperson. World Economic Forum Executive Chairperson. So Musk, Elon Musk, just gave Twitter to the WEF. You think Tucker's going to really have a fair shake on there? And then she is the person who sold all the advertising for all of the big corporations, for Turner Broadcasting, all the different ones. She's the ad mama, the one who goes out and gets the advertising from the people, from the big corporations. Twitter is going to be contained. They're going to make it look right. But I'll tell you what, I allegedly say that if you've got a CEO, one of the World Economic Forum executive chair people, this Linda Yaccarino, and then Elon is going to go on and work on product development and all kind of new stuff. What is he going to work on where you can just go to Twitter, allegedly, and hook yourself up to the Borg? Is he going to do that? You know, I don't know. He wanted to implant people, and he still was doing this a lot of research on implanting monkeys and that kind of stuff with a chip. So I'm going to tell you what, you'd better not think about, oh, well, Great Britain, you know, King Charles, he's going to be the big dude, right? What did you see when they went to the back room? When the priest, the Anglican priest, took him to the back room, they took him and Camilla through a back deal. And then they were back in there for about 10 minutes. What kind of anointing did they give him back there? Do they give him the loosey-goosey, you know what I'm saying? Do they add in another demon or two or three or four or five or 13 new demons? And then they come back out, and they were weird. They looked weird when they came back out of the back room and then walked down the deal. Well, why did they have to take him to the back room, you see? It wasn't like they didn't change all their clothes or something. They may have changed a little bit, but why is it that King Charles, and now I guess the Anglican bishops are talking about making it okay for the preachers and priests of the Anglican church to be have same-sex marriage and be queers together, okay? Oh, that's going to be real wonderful for you know, hail, you know, Victoria, you know, hail England. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Do not put your faith in the politics and what have you. Put your faith in Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of our Father in heaven. And you pray to him. And then at the same time, you prepare to stand in the gap against evil on his behalf. Because what did Jesus tell us? He said, you're going to be hated in my name, you know? And he says, some of you are going to be put to death, you know? Luke 21, right? Luke 21, going to be put to death. Well, consequently, he says then also, but not a hair on your head is going to be hurt or touched or whatever. Luke 21, King James, red letter edition, big type. Get a big type Bible before your vision goes. Come on, tell you. You get enough smoke and grit and stuff from bombs and machine gun fire and all the kind of crap you're going to be possibly involved in when the Luciferians bring the martial law on you, when they do the EMP that takes out the power grid. And meanwhile, you've added another, what, I don't know, 20, 30, 40, 50 million illegal immigrants into the country where your taxes are going up through the roof and you can't pay for your own taxes, you know, where they're now going to try to take your house, your farm, your business because you missed the tax payment on the property tax. You'd better, if you want to talk to anybody, talk to your House of Representatives. Talk to your people there and tell them what you really believe in, your two senators. And you give them the bottom doggy line, if you know what I mean. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I go back to General Richardson. General Richardson, unleash your people clandestinely. Make it look like the 50s. Make it look like the 60s. And take out the red Chinese installations. Start to have them have trouble in South America. Float the boat, you know, from your contacts, from military attaches, and a few of the good spooks, and there are a few of them that are good. Most aren't, but some will fight for America, others won't. And you get them involved, and you start to send them down into there, and you make it plenty doggone clear, all right? Remember Venezuela? We told you back then. Old Hawk told you on air about the little island off the coast that had the Nazi sub pen up and you know up under it, La Orquilla. If you remember, I brought out La Orquilla and I said the Russian subs were up in there. Chavez was ordering, you know, hundreds of thousands of AKs and ordering helicopters and Hind helicopters and artillery and tanks and all kind of stuff. And then you remember I told you about La Orquilla. I had specific info about it, put it on air. Well, next week, the very next week, the U.S. Navy sent a plane over it, and then old Chavez's people, they said, U.S. Navy plane P-3 Orion, are you having navigational trouble? You're flying directly over La Orquilla Island. Well, what they found out is old Hawk told you the truth. Old Hawk told you the truth. And we may not have got everything right, but we've got a whole lot of good stuff right. And we're trying to let you know because it's going to be up to you to defend this country and defend this thing. I know I talked to, I won't say who this is. I talked to somebody, let's just say in California. Talked to somebody in California. Well, I'll tell you what, his unit in Vietnam had already been to hell, and they damn near killed the devil. And they come back to the world. Now, I'm going to tell you what. Those kind of guys know what to do when the time comes. Time ain't here yet, but we're in the season. Like my Allegheny gang said, Jesus has let me know this is the season. Yes, it is. End of the Mars Hill gang. End of the Freehold, New Jersey. End of the Upers in Michigan. To all the good people up in Northern California and Southern California. To Captain K, who we prayed for tonight. To all the good people in Ohio and some in Central Illinois and Southern Illinois. To Alabama, to the Brotherhood of the Kudzu, to all of you out there. To the Maine Maniacs. And God bless you, there's some good ones up there, let me tell you. And to the people of Massachusetts that used to be from Maine or go back and forth. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, to the Floridians, to some of the good Floridians, you know, go out there where Porky keeps his gambling boat, and you better get ready. Porky, get on to Porky's boat and get ready to fight. And I'm going to tell you, to all of the good sheriff's deputies and police officers locally who are not of the grind 'em anti-constitution, anti-bill of rights, grind the people down, steal their money kind of law enforcement. You go with the people and you be a a peace officer, and side with the people. And I know a whole lot of you that do, Greg Evenson, and that know me. And listen, still, I know that you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now's the time to go to your fish camps. Now's the time to go to your hunting businesses. Now's the time to go up in your little mountain hidey holes at your cabin and get your stuff ready. Get it ready to go and get your own personal family and people provided for and ready to go. And when you're riding in the squad, you're riding in the car, or you're riding in the SUV or whatever it is y'all drive, all right, you had better have your bug-out bag with enough food for 2 weeks and ammunition and a wad of them old $100 bills if you can get them. Because I'm going to tell you what, your state credit cards, your city credit cards, your county credit cards ain't going to work. But somebody still may have gas in the well. Maybe you ought to put some silver, some few rolls of silver dollars or ounces of silver or a little bit, a few tenth ounces of gold. So that if you're stuck out there on the road because they're going to ship you to where your family ain't to try to get you to kill somebody over here. I know Greg Evenson told me that that's what they did with the Illinois State Police. They already had the red letter packet and the whole bit taped up with the red tape. And then in there, they would be sent to some district that was not their district. And the people from the other district would be sent down into theirs. And they would try to do it. But I'm going to tell you, when all that starts to go down, when they say to you, oh, we've already got your family on the list, they're going to be taken to a safe place and hidden away from any of the trouble of those mean MAGA Republicans or those mean people, you know, who are out there wild weasel now because the power grid has been shut up. Well, let me tell you what, you better stand with the people or you get mowed down just like everybody else. Because I'm going to tell you what, did you see that the Hells Angels and the pagans are fighting? Well, when you see the motorcycle gangs, the MCs, the motorcycle clubs starting to fight each other, you know that they're angling for territory. The time has now come to see who the top dog in that world is, and whoever takes over that is going to have plenty of gasoline. They're going to grab gasoline trucks. They're going to grab the bulk freight or the bulk trucks. They're going to have alcohol also so they can fill up some of the trucks and stuff with the alcohol, but they're going to have gasoline when you may not have gasoline. And I told you the other night, I told you what, 2 weeks ago, I read Bank Holiday Possible from August 26th through October 2009 will be no picnic but an Illuminati feast of flesh and marrow. I wrote this on August 18th, 2009. And that was burnt back during the TARP and the TALP and all of the banking collapse and all of the stuff. And what I told you back then was that Brother Quayle received letters in a draft format from a large Midwestern bank executive that has branches in several states. They were made available to the Q Files, and the person who wrote them was a high allegedly, all right? And that they said that the contents were to be offered for correction suggestion, but to be returned no later than 8/21/09 back then. Well, that's the same kind of stuff that they stand. And they contained the statement that they had been prepared at the behest of the Federal Reserve, and that an executive order back then, they didn't give the number at that time, was specifically going to be cited in the finished product that would go to all bank account holders and all employees. And sometime after that, there would be no exact date was listed, but the context of these two letters was, I'm going to read it to you again. Listen up, put down the beer pong, put down your forks, put down whatever it is you're doing. All account access. This was what written by the high-level bank executive that was going to go out to all their people. All account access will be limited by the bank, and that any withdrawals, checks, debit cards, or access of credit lines and IRAs could total no more than $500 for either one of those accounts or a combination of all the accounts. So only $500 every 7 business days. In other words, you can only, if you had $250,000 in your IRA and this one and that one, the other one, and you you had a big credit line, you had a business account, a personal account, you could still only get out a maximum of $500 a week until those limitations were lifted by the federal authorities. Number two, all lock boxes. Listen up. You got a safety deposit box in the basement of the bank. Oh, hut, hut, hut. All lock boxes were to be sealed and access to contents disallowed to you who owns the boxes, apparently, but you don't, would be disallowed access by regulation imposed by executive order, the IRS, the FDIC, and the Federal Reserve Bank until further notice. And then make no bones about it. Those type restrictions have been seen before during bank holidays of the 1930s, where contents of lock boxes, particularly gold and cash, were in fact confiscated, and also in more recent times when the IMF World Bank imposed scenarios in South American countries such as Argentina and Brazil in the early 2000s, back in the 90s and the 80s. They did the same thing. So if you got a mortgage payment of $3,000 a month or $5,000 a month or whatever it is, or $2,000 a month, you ain't going to be able to pay your mortgage. Well, you think utilities are still going to run if you don't pay? Probably not. Or they'll say to you, well, we'll just take over your house. You'll own it. You own nothing, but you're happy. We're going to let you live in it for a while as long as you tow the line. And the line that you're going to have to tow is Lucifer's line and the communistic line and the Red Chinese line and the Red China Joe line and the World Economic Forum line. You think you're going to be in the drum line or the dance line? Oh, no. So I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to reference one more time a couple other things here. And the old hawk has been prepared for this for a long time. I've been telling you how many years? Going on 19 years. And what they're going to do is they're going to implement. They will implement what? Domestic insurgency and declaration of martial law. Do you know where your FEMA region is or what the number of your FEMA region is and what your capital is? Do a search engine. FEMA regions in U.S. with capital cities. And you better find out where your FEMA region is. You might even want to go down there and take a look at their office buildings, see where they're at. Because they do have office buildings. But I'm going to tell you what. Detainee operations. I'm reading right from Domestic Insurgency and Declaration of Martial Law. I just flipped to this. Because of their contact with the local populace in counterinsurgency, military police must be aware of how they are perceived by the local culture. Military police must be trained to be cognizant of the cultural differences that can have a negative impact on the PSYOP campaign. It's their PSYOP campaign. There also must be clear lines of authority responsibility established for military police guarding prisoners or detainees. Negative propaganda from mistreatment of prisoners or detainees can undermine U.S. and HN authority. Criminal Investigation Division Command, CID. What are they doing? Investigating and deterring serious crimes. Conducting sensitive, serious investigations, collecting, analyzing, processing, and disseminating criminal intelligence. Conducting protective service operations for designated personnel. Providing forensic laboratory support, maintaining Army criminal records, enhancing the commander's crime prevention and force protection programs. Performing logistic security operations. Well, there it was right there. There it was right there, you see. But then we could go all the way back, if you want. We could go back to what Obama's talked about, the military governorships. Or you could even go back, Freedom from War. State Department Publication 7277. Disarmament Series 5, released September 61. In their police, if you were to read this, or sheriffs, you're to read this, that the only thing that people are going to have weapons is going to be like a national secret police, and all local cops and local sheriffs and all that will be disarmed. Oh, yes. So there we go on that. But let's just go back to what old Third World War of Albert Pike, okay? The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the difference caused by the agentur of the Illuminati, okay? Between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. We're going to see that heat up real quick. Central Command sending stuff over. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. You're the nation. You're going to do that. You're going to have to be involved in that of some sort. And then Pike says, we shall unleash the nihilists. The nihilists are those that are like Antifa. They want to tear everything down, or Black Lives Matter. They just want to burn it to the ground, you know, burn the police station, burn the court buildings, come in, destroy neighborhoods, do all the different stuff, steal from all the stores. Remember all of this? And we shall unleash the nihilists, Pike says, and the atheists. And we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. That's already starting to happen. Then everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves, like on a subway or somewhere else, against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization, and then the multitude, Pike says, will be disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits, Pike says, will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought forth out of the public view. Pike says, this manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Well, you see, that's why when they start to come to your porch, you know, they start to come to your house, which they're already doing. ATF is already going house to house, looking for triggers, looking for a guy's guns. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, I, Solzhenitsyn, and how he burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, I think they arrested about 250,000 people in Leningrad, which was St. Petersburg in those days. And when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, hailing with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but it understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes or hammers or pokers or whatever else was at hand. The organ would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport. And notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. He made it out of the Siberian camps eventually. He made it out of the Siberian camps eventually. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be like Matthew 24 and Luke 21, and you ain't going to believe it. And Matthew 25, the parable of the wise and the foolish virgins, and the preparation, how the wise ones had lamp oil for their lamps. And what is it when the foolish virgins who are told by the wise virgins, we're not going to give you our lamp oil. Go to them that sell. We brought ours, but if we give to you, we ain't going to have enough maybe. So when the foolish ones go out and try to buy lamp oil all of a sudden in the marketplace, they come back. But by that time, the wise virgins and the bridegroom have gone in through the door, and the door is shut. And then the foolish ones come. The foolish ones come and say, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. Think you could quote that to somebody who you've told for 10 years or 15 years or 5 years to get prepared, and they laughed at you and said, you're one of them crazy nuts and all of that kind of stuff? When they come to your door wanting in, what did the Lord Jesus tell the foolish virgins about? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, food. You got to get long-term storage food that's already been put up a while back. And canned goods, which would have been canned, you know, 6 months ago or a year ago, whatever, that are not going to contain, if at all, they would have less of it, but they're going to have. You can get chunky soups. You can put it in an old canteen, metal canteen cup, or an old pot, or an old skillet, or in the old, big pot like they use in Louisiana for putting in all the different birds and animals and all the different stuff that you might cook in the old, big old iron pot. Put your roux in, your spices, you know, all the stuff. And all my friends in Louisiana, I say, le bon ton relation. You get ready to the rock and roll, you know. It's going to be a fay-do-do, don't you know? They're closing your big hospital down there, firing about 700-800 people at the big hospital. Well, where are them people going to go to get their care? Where are you going to get your care? So I'm going to tell you what. Don't let the gator get your granny. You know what I'm saying? You get Tante Flo out there and you have her teach you all the roots and stuff she used and all of the different remedies that she may have used to heal people up. I'm going to tell you, you better go out and find out about it. And you could be putting back your etouffee and your shrimps and stuff and put them in the freezer, and you better have you a solar power. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you want to keep Old Hawk on air, and I hope you do. I could use any help you can give me. Most needed and welcome. And you can send anything. Federal Reserve notes, easiest, a little silver, a little gold, whatever it might be, or a check, send it to Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. May he protect you against all evil. May he provide you medical miracles. May he give you true sanctuary for your family. And if he asks you, stand in the gap over here with your arms. Put on the full armor of God and put your armor on, too. And stand here against the evil that may come. Because if you're out there and you listen to this, if you're one of the good guys, and maybe even you'll be a bad guy that'll get converted at the last second. Because you may just give yourself to the Lord Jesus. You may repent of your sins, ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, and it just might take. You might be sincere. He may touch you, and you go, oh, Lord, where have you been all my life? I'm so sorry, Lord. And he'll say, I don't care. You get your gumption up. You put on the full armor of God. I'm going to start to wash you clean so you can see straight and see the deal. You get in my word and understand what I've been trying to tell you all these years. And you get ready to do battle against the evil until I and my angels and archangels return down here and clean the clock of the Luciferians and the scumbags and the Lucy's, Goosies and the Satans and all the fallen angels and all their 200 million man armies. You know, that's probably a red Chinese deal there, don't you think? And what are they going to do? They're going to do it at the Harmageddon. Going to be whoosh, and then I'm going to tell you what, at that point in time, I'd like to see that and be there and hear the cheers go up and to hear the angelic voices and to hear our Father in heaven say, well done, my son, Lord Jesus, you have defeated the enemy. You see, this is a war, ladies and gentlemen. There are casualties in war. People get hurt in war, but you got to stand for the Jesus. You got to stand for your family, for your Bill of Rights, for your home, your business. If you don't do that, you say, oh, I'm just going to get on the train and go somewhere and they'll just machine gun me or put me in the camps. I don't think so. I'm going to tell you what, it's at the front door. It's in your front yard. When they come down the street, when they sneak up the back way behind your house, when they come in from the up above from the trees, it's got to be then. Because just like old Solzhenitsyn said, you put an ambush with about a half a dozen or a dozen people with, even if all you got's a pickaxe or a hatchet or a axe or a ball peen hammer or a big heavy stick, all right? Or a fighting shovel, a coal shovel where you take a file. You take a coal shovel, old-fashioned coal shovel or grain shovel, you sharpen that baby up and you swing that around and you catch a carotid. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, that's the way they used to fight in the northern cities, in the, you know, old areas, you know, where all the immigrants of the other years came to land. They fought with coal shovels, man. And you can do some damage with that. You know who's really good at fighting with shovels? Spetsnaz. Spetsnaz sharpens the heck out of their shovels and fights. I suggest whatever military shovel you've got for your pistol belt with your tools and stuff on it, where you've got a fold-up mechanical, you know, or a military shovel, I suggest you sharpen the heck out of that thing. And that you get your K-bar. Maybe you get a second K-bar. And maybe you get a third knife down in your boot. One of them stiletto types down in your boot. You know, a Fairburn Sykes kind of stiletto, you know. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, if you can get level 4 body armor or 3A or whatever you can get, don't get whatever you can get. And that's going to be the whole deal of it. You got to go more rapidly. You've got to understand you can't get watching the paint, get caught watching the paint dry. And that who's going to come could be somebody that is going to be from your alleged government. And they're going to want your food and your money and your car. And your children and your wife, or maybe they want your husband, you see. Kill you, mama, and then take daddy because they like daddy's, you know what. So anyway, it's going to be a Solzhenitsyn deal. It's going to be at the first behest when they come down the block. And if everybody would stand and be prepared with your First Amendment rights, your Second Amendment rights, all of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And if you just applied the first law of the land, the Declaration of Independence. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And then whoever comes down your lane, you're going to be the one that's going to be in the battle of the cul-de-sac. You're going to be the one that has, I got the rural road from this crossroad to the next. And I've got the distances taped out and listed down on a chart. I know how far it is to the mailbox. I know how far it is to the old sycamore tree. I know how far it is to the pine, the blue spruce bush on the corner. I know how far it is to down there to the wishing well at the end of the cul-de-sac. I know how far it is to this place or that place. I know my patrol routes, where I can go and where I cannot be seen. And where I can sneak through, you know, a neighborhood or go over a fence and then get quickly back to where my spot is. But then you got to also be willing to move or willing to go. And then you have to know where to go and how quickly to move. And it ain't easy. But by golly, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Now, let me tell you also what. Brother Steve Quayle can get you gold and silver quickly now, but it's getting to where it's disappearing. He can also give you information. SteveQuayle.com. SteveQuayle.com. Tell them Old Hawk sent you. Don't go into their Luciferian knife down a bite. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Fandango Rangers, I know you're good. And mighty men and women of valor. You might have the last opportunity to utilize, to preclude some of this with your high technology and your TR-3s and TR-4s. Pop them good. Use your solar warden craft. You need to drop down 10,000 guys from space onto the Chinese brigades and see if you can wreak havoc with them with your flash gun, your weapon. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Nicky LaFleur, got no worries about you, baby. You're going to be in there until the end. Road and track and little L. To the Lord, Jesus protects you against all evil. He loves you. He loves your mommy. He loves your daddy. Learn all of the math and science as well as the ability to fight. Learn the history of this great country. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and prepare tonight. It's coming quick. Get you those fish antibiotics, fish flex. Fish mock, fish flex.